Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM morning show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
This is High FM. Yesterday was Kim Jong-un's birthday.
Big day.
He's now 34.
Really?
Inches.
Oh, you are in some watch lists now, my friend.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Achy bones, dear?
No, it's my beads. Have you heard what Gwyneth Paltrow is now recommending?
No.
Some studies have linked coffee with health benefits, but it's usually from drinking it, right?
You know how angry this makes me? The whole goop thing. Gwyneth Paltrow, just as a person.
Well, Gwyneth Paltrow's absurd goop site is now encouraging people to spend $135, that's what, 50 reals, so they can give themselves at-home coffee enemas.
No, I'm out.
Goop sent out their annual detox guide yesterday, and it offers a coffee cleansing system made by a company called Implantorama.
How are they even legally still going? Why hasn't this been shut down? This is just unsafe.
I wonder if the Goop site does returns, you know? If you're not quite happy, if you try it at home, you want to send it back?
In the morning, we go to it again.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning, Hi FM, Oman.
This is Hi FM, it's Robin Banks.
Hi, good morning, that's me over here, not her. She's George Ryland.
I am George Ryland, good morning.
Good morning.
A friend of mine is about to take the motorcycle test.
Oh, hello, the CBT.
Sure. So I, being a good friend and concerned about his safety, found him some safety rules from Honda.
Brilliant.
Now, these are from 1962, but I believe they ring true today.
Oh, absolutely.
If you would like to read them.
Number one, at the rise of the hand by the policeman, stop rapidly. Do not pass him by or otherwise disrespect him.
Exactly.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Number two, when a passenger of the foot hooves in sight, tootle the horn trumpet melodiously at first. If he still obstructs your passage, tootle him with vigour and express by word of mouth, warning, hi, hi.
Do remember to tootle.
Number three, beware of the wandering horse, that he shall not take fright as you pass him. Do not explode the exhaust box at him. Go smoothly by.
These are great.
These are rules.
These are
to
brilliant.
Live by.
Number four, give big space.
Big space.
Big space.
To the festive dog that makes sport in the roadway. Why is my voice changing? I don't
festive
know why.
Dogs have that effect.
Avoid entanglement of dog with wheel spokes. And most importantly, on how to ride motorcycles from 1962, safety rules from Honda, go soothingly on the grease mud. That's right, the grease mud. As there lurks a skid demon. Press the brake foot as you roll around the corners and save the collapse and tie up.
Safety first.
Thanks for those.
1-2-1-2, yeah, hey, hey.
Waste your life now. In the morning. Go ahead. In the morning. Just waste your life now.
Waking every morning. Ding, ding, ding. You are now looking at the best, the elite.
The worst of the High FM morning show podcast.
When you wake up.
I've just sent you a WhatsApp.
Like the one this morning.
Not like the one this morning.
Okay. Where did you see that? Seems a bit harsh.
It's a sign in a shop. And it's supposed to be shoplifters will be prosecuted.
Something's gone a little wrong there.
In the word prosecuted.
Yes.
Which we can't say on the radio.
Oh, gosh.
Wake up, wake up.
I just keep moving.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
Hello, this is High FM.
Hello.
This is Banks here and Ryland's over there.
Hello.
79010959 is our SMS and WhatsApp number. And we get a lot of messages through. This one here, I must call this person back. Because I need to help them out.
Oh, dear.
This is a message that we got, and hopefully they answer, and I'll be able to help them. I'm not going to tell you the message until they get on the phone.
Okay.
And then I'll just answer them.
Please
okay?
Be nice.
So you can work out the message. No, I'm going to be really nice.
Mm.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Hello, good morning. Hello.
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 Hello, it's Robin Banks here and George Ryland from Hi FM.
Mm-hmm.
I've just seen your WhatsApp message.
Yes, regarding that transportation.
Yes, regarding the taxi. You're after a taxi, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whereabouts are you going to?
Just first, I want to go to Al Amrat and then I'll go to Quriyat.
Ooh, okay. Well, where am I collecting you from?
From Rui.
From Rui? Okay. Yes. How much do you usually pay?
Actually, from here to Quriyat, 10 riyal, and from there, from Quriyat to that village, is 4 riyal.
So, 14 riyals.
Mm-hmm.
So, I will do it for you for 20 riyals.
It's a nice car, seatbelts, everything.
And you can sit in the front if you want.
Okay, then, so this is for Mwasala, taxi Mwasala?
No, this is Hi FM, the radio station. But we can probably do a taxi as well.
Sort something out.
Yeah.
Okay, because yesterday I saw this in website is as your number.
Really?
And I thought it is for Mwasala.
Which website?
Website is Google website.
The Google have said that Hi FM is a taxi service.
Uh-huh.
Because they should really start looking at other options.
We're branching out, guys. We're branching out. Listen, we're not a taxi service.
So I'm really, really sorry.
Don't be sorry. Don't be sorry at all. I hope you get your lift sorted out.
Yeah, also never get in a car with Robin Banks.
Yeah, never.
Just an FYI.
Okay, then, so maybe let me check with the Mwafrat. Maybe Mwafrat will offer cheaper than this price.
Than me?
Yeah.
Okay, you check with them.
Always shop around. Candy shopper.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
So I check with them and I'll get you back if I...
Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Have a nice day.
You
and
too.
You.
Safe Bye-bye. Travels. Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you.
What?
Google is now suggesting that rather than be on the radio, you might want to think about being a taxi.
Hey, Ehab's got plans.
Big plans for you.
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks.
I put my heart and soul into this show.
George Ryland.
You're going to hear some fear.
Woo! Get up. High FM.
Oh, excuse me.
Now I've got WD-40 for Christmas then.
No, actually, speaking of Christmas gifts, thank you very much. My wife brought it up before Christmas. She said, let's not get each other anything for Christmas this year.
You're not very easy to buy for.
Stop defending. I'm a bloke. Buy me a Swiss Army knife. I'll be happy.
How many do you have already?
4.
Right.
And she said, she said this, okay?
She says.
And I came in before Christmas when we were here. And I told you the story and you were disgusted with me.
Yes.
We threw it out to the audience. And 100% of people. It was not one person that actually said, actually, Robin, she's made the agreement with you. She brought it up. You agreed to it. You should stick to the agreement.
You can't be empty-handed to your wife on Christmas Day.
Well, do you know something? I took your advice and I went out and I bought Christmas gifts.
What did you get?
For my wife. I bought Pandora stuff. I bought charms for a charm bracelet.
Oh, okay.
So, I really...
So you got your wallet out and you were thoughtful.
Yeah, I bought...
Gold star.
10, 11 gifts.
Okay.
Right.
So what's your beef then?
Well, my beef is it ruined Christmas because she felt so bad because she got me nothing.
Actually nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
She, and do you know what she said? I thought we had an agreement.
Do you know what though?
What?
You're looking at this the wrong way.
Why?
You're going to be riding off this all year.
I'm 2017 at Christmas. Do you remember?
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Now that I'm waking up. This is Hi FM.
Hello, are you still there?
Hello.
Oh my God, you did hang on. Thank you so much.
Are you the man from Twitter?
Yeah. Are you the guy that got in touch with us about 3 or 4 days ago?
Yes.
On Twitter?
Yes.
And you said you've been to the UK and...
No, I don't mean to the UK. I ordered something from
you
the UK.
You ordered something from the UK?
And it arrived.
Oh my God.
And,
so,
and it's here.
You ordered something especially for myself and the Ryland.
Yes.
Wow. Now, if I remember, your name is it's something like Amr.
Amra.
A-M-R.
Yes.
That's it. Oh, A-M-F. Now, I said you'd be welcome as long as you brought coffee.
Yes.
Yeah, and then...
So coffee for you and all the presents.
And all the presents for George.
And I liked that deal. I was happy with that.
Okay, so listen, Amra, where are you now?
I'm currently near the Grand Mosque on my way to you.
You're on your way.
You're close, about 10 minutes away, maybe.
Oh, 10 minutes. I can't wait. It's like Christmas all over again.
Yes.
Except this time I get presents.
Waste your life now. Follow my simple instructions. Idiots.
Get up.
The worst of the High FM Morning Show.
Morning Show.
Podcast.
Hello, this is High FM, and this is Robin Banks here, George Ryan's there, and we both work really, really hard.
Super hard, so professional.
So hard. So this bit, I mean, we're just giving it to you, we've got nothing to do with this bit at all. According to this, the average person spends 50 minutes a day slacking off at work.
What?
What, 50 minutes?
Every day?
42% of people said they do it because their jobs are too easy.
I mean, I just can't imagine it.
34% because they get bored.
What?
So here we go. I've got the top 10 here, right?
Okay, hit me.
Number 10, hanging out in the office kitchen.
Oh,
no, right? Number 9, daydreaming while you just stare blankly at your computer screen.
What?
Daydreaming. Number 8, eating lunch at your desk. Isn't that the kind of opposite of slacking off? If you're eating lunch at your desk? Number 7, dealing with errands such as paying bills online. Number 6, online shopping.
Do you remember when I tried online shopping?
I do. Number 5, leaving your desk just to walk around for a while.
Oh my goodness, you wear out the carpet.
Number 4, browsing social media.
Yeah.
Number 3, texting or WhatsApping, messaging your mates. Number 2, checking personal emails.
What?
And number 1, the top way we slack off at work, browsing the internet.
I mean, I don't even have the internet here.
Get up. This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show.
Get up. Amar's here. All right, Amar.
Yes,
is it Amar or Amar?
Amr.
All right, just a quick recap. This is the dude who got in touch with us and said he'd order something from the UK.
And you shot back with a rude reply.
Well, I didn't think it was rude at the time.
It was rude. Oh. Actually, the first time I tweeted you, I was back in Egypt on vacation.
When was this?
It was in July, I think.
Well, July?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, was he rude then as well?
I'm listening to your broadcast and you said, you need therapy. And I did get therapy, actually. Thank you.
You see? But this time, you said that you ordered things from the UK.
Yes.
And now, I really didn't think, 99.9% of me didn't think that you'd actually come through with this. And you invited yourself in on the show.
You are my family guy.
Oh, he's making me feel so bad. And you've come in and you've got boxes there.
And they've got bows on and they're really fancy. No.
And they weigh quite a bit,
actually.
Yeah, let's lift up.
Ooh.
Yeah, now that must have cost a bit to ship.
No. Shipping, yes.
Yeah, shipping more.
How bad do you feel now?
Oh, just a little. Well, we haven't opened them yet.
It's true.
Have we? We haven't opened them yet.
I hope you like them.
So
the red one is for you.
Oh my goodness.
Are we both going to open these together?
Yeah.
Right, we both got these.
Okay.
Look at him. He's standing there. He's just crossed his arms.
Really nervous.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Right. Should we do 3, 2, 1?
Okay, yeah.
Right, 3, 2, 1, go.
3, 2, 1, go. Oh, it's a mug! Oh my goodness!
Oh,
Look at that!
Oh. Right, we've got mugs.
What does yours say?
Mine says, Robin Banks, host of the number 17th most popular breakfast show in Oman.
Two years ago!
Yes!
That's the best thing ever!
Oh, mate, that is... Oh, there's a picture on the other side!
I know, it's us!
Oh, my God! Oh, Amma, that is so, so lovely.
I'm really glad you like it.
Oh, my God, that is brilliant.
So,
that is so good.
This little one is for you.
Right. Oh, there's more. There's more.
And this is for you.
This is a really small...
It's like a little tiny chest.
It's a treasure chest.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to open mine.
Ooh, what is it?
Right, okay, 3, 2, 1.
Go. Oh, right, yeah.
No, it's different this time.
That's cool.
I've got a coin.
Because you love Stranger Things.
Yes.
And can you read this one? This is not from Stranger Things. Can you read what's written on it?
No, this is in Arabic.
No, it's not in Arabic.
But, oh, yeah.
This is Volar Morghulis.
What does it say?
Volar Morghulis. From Game of Thrones, dude. You are a big Game of Thrones fan.
I'm not really a Game of Thrones fan.
Could you not
you make songs about Game of Thrones.
I know. I do watch Game of Thrones. I do watch
this
it.
This is the coin that J.K. Hagar gave to Arya.
Check this out.
This is
Hawkins. Oh my god, you've got a Stranger Things.
I know.
Is that like a bag or something? What
yes.
is that?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool.
And it's mine.
Do you like Game of Thrones?
No.
Oh.
Actually, I gave out of that because I heard that on the show that he didn't like Game of Thrones.
So that's what you get.
You make songs about a show you don't like.
Right, listen, we've got you some gifts.
Oh. I've lost mine.
Well, let's play a song and then let's come back and let's give Amor his gifts. All right? Should we do that? Yeah, we're going to have it. Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. I could be the one. Wake up with Higher Fun.
If you just tuned in, this dude has come in and brought the most amazing presents for
awesome.
Us.
Awesome.
He's ordered from the UK. We've both got mugs.
Yeah.
They've got our names on them. Underneath, printed professionally, I might add. Host of the number 17th most popular breakfast show in Oman 2 years ago.
That's right.
And then our ugly mugs on the other side. That is just fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And then a little treasure chest. You got us as well. I've got a Game of Thrones coin, and you got a Stranger Things bag.
Yeah, I've got a Hawkins bag.
It's
that's
really,
so cool.
really cool. Now, Amor.
Yes.
Even though you tweeted us 3 days ago and invited yourself in on the show, and I was, you guys are saying rude, but I knew that you were going to come in and bear gifts, and they were going to be brilliant gifts, okay. which they are. Okay. Now, I said this to George, and we had a little meeting about it. So we actually went out and we got you something.
Yeah, we like to be prepared.
Yeah.
One ticket for ballet course?
No.
No.
You are going to love this.
Yeah.
And we went shopping and we thought, what can we get this guy? Eventually, it came down to two things. And then George said, why don't we get both of them?
Yeah, just get one each.
Yeah. Would you like to give your gift first?
Okay.
There you go. It's wrapped up and everything. Would you like to open that?
Professionally wrapped, actually.
Professionally wrapped, yeah.
Today's baby.
Can't even
She's noticed it's been wrapped in today's paper.
That's yesterday's paper, isn't it?
Yes, obviously, why waste a good baby?
Oh, I'm right. So embarrassed.
Amor is now opening George's present.
It's practical has been, and yet stylish.
Yeah, and also, you can use that for work.
Yeah.
You can use it at home as well.
Yeah, be the envy of all your friends and colleagues.
Yeah, if anything happens, you can get a bit of paper and then use them. He's just...
Mavins.
Yep.
Pins.
I can wear it now.
Pins.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can...
I bought someone. Is that pinning one?
Yeah, what's he doing?
Probably not pin yourself.
He's pinning himself. Right.
Okay.
Now,
on to the next gift.
Amor, I have also got you a little something.
Okay.
Because I really wanted to get you those drawing pins. Here it is.
Oh, we're the worst.
Here it is. Yeah? Do you want to open that baby up?
You'll never guess.
Yeah.
I actually have a feeling.
What do you think it is? He's opening it. What's up?
Signed
Eminem. It's a signed Eminem CD! Yo! Yes! Oh my. Is that alright? He's speechless.
I didn't hear.
He loves
literally
it.
Literally zoned out.
He loves it. All
thank
right.
you so much for this.
There's his drawing pins. Yeah, you can play that in the car later.
Yes.
Alright.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, really, thank
no,
you.
No, seriously, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
You hang up.
No, you hang up. Get up. Gotta
get up. Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Get up. Gotta get up.
Amor, thank you so much for coming in. It's been...
Thank you. It's been a
really,
pleasure.
Really good. Anything you'd like to say to Oman now that you're here?
Good morning. And
good morning.
Keep listening to this show.
Yeah, okay.
You are our only hope.
Oh dear.
By the way, this is High FM. Banks here, Ryan's there.
Aye.
Katter's here as well. And this is you meeting us for the first time. What did you think? What did you have in your mind that we'd be like?
Actually, I have a pretty good idea from the show. So I kind of knew what I'm going
all right.
to talk into.
Did you mention a Ryland?
Yeah. Hammer came in and said that he did a Ryland.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us that before you go?
Okay. It's quite embarrassing.
Okay.
Yeah, of course it is.
Rylands always are.
Let's have a backup story. Yeah. I have a friend. He lives in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
He loves to read the comments on the stuff on Facebook and YouTube and stuff like this. A few weeks ago, a new Egyptian song came and there was a very disturbing comment with insults in it.
Okay.
And the singer, let's call the singer X.
X, okay. Right. Yeah.
And I took a screenshot from the comment and sent it to him. You know, on Facebook, when you drop a photo or something and press Control V, it will automatically be sent.
Okay.
Then I had a problem with my bank.
Yeah. This is a Ryland.
Oh, no.
This is a Ryland.
They have a Facebook page and I don't have to call. So I'll text them.
Yeah.
So I have a problem, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. My account number is, I have to copy my account number. Then I went and copied my account number and Control V, and here is the photo with the insulting comment. No, it doesn't end here.
No, and Rylands don't end there.
Yes.
What you think they end?
Yes.
They don't end.
So, what do I do? Do I plug the bank? Do I deactivate my account? So I went to my friend. I tell him something happened.
I've got a Ryland.
Yes. He told me, what if the one who responded is a woman called X?
Yeah.
Oh, I told him, please.
What are the odds?
I'm terrified now.
But remember, you're doing a Ryland.
I swear to God, 30 minutes later, my phone rang and there was, hello, this is X from Y.
I knew it!
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
I'm the one.
Good morning!
Hello, who's that?
This is Nejma.
Lejna.
Nejma.
Lejna, that's what I said.
Lejma.
With an N.
Lejna.
Ben, N.
With an M. Lejma.
Yeah, N.
N. Lejna.
I'm not sure where the N is.
What am I hearing? All right, you. Hello.
Hello, darling.
Right, Trigo. Did you watch the game? I mean.
No, I didn't watch, actually.
Oh, wow. I watched the game, right?
Really? What? Did someone watch it?
I watched the game and I sat at home and watched it. And I did not think that I would be supporting Oman as much as I was.
But if you follow him on Twitter, you'll know how he felt.
I was tweeting about it. I mean, Oman were all over Emirates.
It was a good game. Actually,
It was the most amazing game. It was such an advert for football in this region. It was just brilliant. When it got to penalties, this was me, right? That I could not watch. I could not watch. And the minute
I didn't let my mother watch or my father. I think my father made the team has a bad luck. So I told him,
And the minute that last penalty went in, and that poor Emirati player, I don't know who he was. It was bad luck, wasn't it? Because he had a penalty in normal time, and I thought, right, that's it, this has gone in. And the world-class save from the Oman keeper was just amazing.
Yeah.
I just thought, oh my God, that's it. Now, it's just a matter of time before Oman win this, and then it got to the 90 minutes, and then the extra time, and I thought, I know what's going to happen. But it was just amazing.
Did you celebrate with them?
Did I celebrate? I was in my house going, wow, yeah, I really was. My little heart was going, and if you follow me on Twitter, _bags, swear you will know about it, all right? Anyway, listen, thank you so much for calling.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Podcast.
Just got to clear something up.
Okay.
All right? So I just need to make a call. Because I've had loads of messages about it.
What have you done?
Well.
Hello.
Nejma.
Yes.
I know.
Nejma.
Nejma. All right. Listen, thank you very much.
Good chat.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Bye. Get
up and dance. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is High FM.
Oman.
This happens every year. We all make New Year's resolutions and then we break them.
Yeah.
Which leaves your self-confidence severely shot. Well, for 2018, why don't you join us and break that cycle and make some New Year's resolutions that you can actually keep?
Okay.
Okay, so repeat after me. I resolve to gain 5 to 6 kilos, preferably on my thighs and butt. I resolve to continue working in a dead-end job with no possibility of advancement. I resolve to continue sucking in all aspects of life. So for once, experience the joy and the satisfaction that comes with making New Year's resolutions that you can actually keep.
It takes, they say, an average of 66 days of doing something every day before it becomes a habit. So you need to believe in yourself. Yeah, just keep doing exactly. it.
And you will enjoy this newfound confidence, greater self-worth, and better posture. Which means when 2019 finally rolls around, you won't need a new you, will you?
Happy New Year, everyone!
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Good morning.
Now, we all get on well at this radio station.
We are family. Yeah. I love you guys. I love you so much. This is why we spend New Year's Eve together.
What a great show that was.
Wasn't it, though?
What a great show. Yesterday, I was listening to the Chris Burke Show, and he is on
Who?
Weekdays. Chris Burke's.
Afternoon,
Chris
say?
Burke's,
Chris
yeah.
Burke's.
He's on 4 till 7.
He loves it when I do that.
And I heard this, and I don't think you'll be pleased with it. Let me just roll this audio.
If you didn't know, today is one of those ridiculous days. You know, today is National Jelly Day. Today is Tidy Your Desk Day.
Tidy Your Desk Day.
Now, can I just point out that if we're talking about my actual desk, people put rubbish on it because they think no one uses it. It's that tidy. So I just want to say that up front.
Right, he's not talking about your actual desk in the office.
A day that is never, ever going to be celebrated here at High FM.
Whoa.
I've put all the microphones on because I'm going to give you a small tour around the studio.
So you know how messy our studio is.
He's attempting to shame us on air.
So just to point this out, right? I know this is making exceptional radio. A coffee cup from Kathy that she's just left. Not even cleaned.
Yep.
A spoon with tea all over it. That is definitely Banks and Ryland.
Yeah, I did forget that yesterday.
Just stuff left everywhere. A hat for some reason. A newspaper from 2 days ago. Someone's used a tissue and not thrown it away.
Someone's used a tissue and not thrown it away.
Did he find a toenail, though, like you did?
Wait for it, George.
Oh, okay.
Wait for it.
Oh. Someone's used a tissue and not thrown it away. Definitely George Ryland.
Whoa! That's personal stuff.
I have to put on a lot of makeup for the videos and I spend a lot of time wiping it off my face. And no shame, Chris. Don't judge me.
I don't think that was makeup.
Go away. I don't like this family anymore. You got to get
up. Get up. This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show.
Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
High FM, it's Robin Banks.
Hi, good morning.
We're back. I'm George Ryland.
We're back.
We're back.
Yeah.
You missed us.
Yeah, no.
Well, we're back anyway.
Tough luck.
Have you heard about this woman who got misdiagnosed?
No, but there's a lot of misdiagnosis stories. And if you get diagnosed, go and get a second opinion.
This one's quite extreme, though.
Right.
For 6 years, poor things thought she had bowel disease.
Oh, I did hear this.
I did.
6 years of thinking she's got bowel disease, and it turns out, actually, there's something piercing her intestines.
Yeah, what was it, George?
It was, Robin.
This is just crazy.
A Heinz sauce sachet.
A Heinz sauce sachet.
I mean, I know they're difficult to open, but there's no girl swallowing them whole. Don't do it.
Imagine what a munter that girl was. I'm just getting food. The funny thing with this story, if I remember, is she didn't actually realise how it got there.
Yeah, you should really remember stuff like that.
You should.
It should stand out.
She's a big girl. Waking up.
Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is High FM's Robin Banks.
Hi, good morning.
I'm George Ryland.
Yep.
And we were earlier gushing about how much we loved being our High FM family.
Yeah.
Well, that's all flipped now, so I've got another thing.
Okay, what you got?
You disappoint me as a co-host. Do you know why?
Why?
Because yesterday I was sent a video on WhatsApp by a friend of mine.
Okay.
Says, this is Egyptian radio. If you'd like to play that video, why don't you do that during the songs?
Okay.
Look at him go.
Oh my God. He's dancing. I can do that.
And you just sit there and dancing.
I can do this. Yeah.
All of that?
Oh my God, he's amazing. Yeah, but he's not got a belly that sticks out. He looks quite good.
He's burning some calories.
He's doing belly dancing. The dude is doing belly dancing during the songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I can do that.
What is
I can
that?
Do that. Yeah.
You look like you're gently waving birds away.
Oh, now he's looking at the camera going, yeah, check me out. I can definitely do that. In the
morning, we gonna do it again. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the
morning, hi, FM. Oman.
Oh, no.
Have you forgotten what we're doing?
Stressed.
Now? Stressed!
Yes!
Yay!
Okay.
If you're feeling stressed, you can calm down by smelling your partner's what, do you reckon? Come on, have a think. Go on, say it.
Exhaust as they drive away.
No! Thanks for playing, though. You is wrong. Right, according to this, when women are feeling anxious or stressed, they will immediately, George, feel calmer if they smell their significant others...
Aftershave? High karate?
No! Shirt.
Oh,
their shirts.
That's quite sweet.
The researchers found that when women smelled their partner's shirts, they had a drop in their cortisone levels, which is connected to stress, isn't it?
I presume that's dependent on you actually liking your partner. And him being hygienic.
Women who didn't smell a shirt had higher cortisol levels. So stressed, right? They were stressed.
What about the dudes?
Right, well, they didn't do the test on the men. So would they get the same benefits or not? So listen, ladies, you think that when your partner leaves his dirty clothes all over the house, it's adding to your stress. Oh, no. Oh, no. The reality is, it turns out that we're just trying to help you relax.
So what we should be doing is carrying a shirt around like a blankie.
A little blankie. Wait a minute, Ehab. Wait a minute.
I really need to undo the past 10 seconds of my life.
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryan's over there. Now, we're going to tell you a couple of stories. I don't know George's. George doesn't know mine.
This is about complaining.
This is complaining.
My name's Mandy. I'd like to see the manager, please.
Dear, to whom it may concern.
And another thing.
Disgusted. Incurum.
Disappointed.
If you have a story about complaining about something that beats ours, then please do get in contact.
We need to hear it.
Yes, because I don't think anything will beat mine.
Okay.
Okay.
So I was in a well-known pizza establishment in the UK.
Pizza Express.
We go there a lot.
Yeah.
And at the end of the meal, they basically started dragging all the bins out through the restaurant, but left them as well. So we sat there with the rubbish around us.
That's not good.
So I took pictures of it and thought, I'm going to get on Twitter.
Oh, yes.
So I did.
Right.
Disappointed. And they came back and they DM'd me and they sent me some vouchers.
Okay, that's good. That's
that
nice.
That was good.
So mine is Little Chef in the UK.
Chef.
It's not really a restaurant.
To be found at the road services.
Yeah, yeah.
Like on a motorway kind of thing.
Motorway service stations.
That's...
Or possibly on its own that you can just drive into it.
In the middle of nowhere.
In a Little Chef. Look, it's a Little Chef. Let's go to the breakfast. So I'm in Little Chef and I order chicken nuggets.
Right.
And I get them. But there's a problem. And the problem is there are 9 chicken nuggets on my plate, but on the menu, there's a picture of 13.
Uh-oh.
So I complain.
Excuse me.
And I get my meal free.
That's not the end of it.
That is the end of it. I think that beats yours. But you look disappointed.
Oh, really? I'm going to write to someone about that.
Dear Ehab, disappointed.
Right, can you beat any of our stories?
So I got free pizza, you got 30 chicken nuggets.
I got an extra four.
We've really overegged this bit.
79010959 is our text and WhatsApp digits.
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
The boredom is excruciating.
George Ryland.
This job sucks.
Woo! Get up.
Hi, FM.
There's a few messages coming in about complaining.
Are they good?
There's one here that I want to read to you. It's from Shat. Shat said, I was sitting next to someone on a plane that complained to the stewardess about all the clouds in the sky, saying they ruined her children's game of I Spy.
Amazing. I remembered something as well.
Yeah.
When my brother was a poor student,
right,
he decided he would try and get some free money.
Okay, good, good.
And he used to shop in, you know, one of those supermarkets where everything's on a pallet.
Is it like Costco?
No, it's not brands you've heard of.
Right, okay.
More like sort of your Lidl or your Aldi, as they used to be.
Yeah.
And he used to buy, you know, you get like 50 burgers for like a real.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That kind of food.
The basic range.
Yeah. That no one's admitting to. Like, don't read the ingredients because that's never been alive.
Dust.
And he wrote a letter, disappointed and angry about your burgers. They've given me flatulence, which has been a social embarrassment. And this was two sides of A4. He really went for
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And they wrote back, like, oh, we're so sorry about your flatulence. And he got about 30 reals of vouchers.
You see?
And he went out and brought more burgers.
He pays to complain. This is High FM. This is Banks here. Ryan's there.
Hello.
This woman in America, in Chicago.
Oh, is this the Tinder story?
This is the Tinder story.
Amazing.
She is called Megan Stephan. Came up with a really unique Christmas gift for her 24-year-old sister, Emily. And it didn't cost her any money.
Oh, dear.
But it did take a little bit of time and effort. Megan signed up for a Tinder account and put up Emily's picture.
Is Emily single?
Yes.
Okay. Awkward.
She wrote in the bio that she was Emily's sister and looking for good matches. So she was telling the truth, right? She wound up with 39 solid guys.
39?
And then she made a PowerPoint presentation with all of their pictures and key info on it.
Gosh.
On Christmas, she gave the presentation to Emily.
Yeah.
Did Emily like it or did she hate it?
I'm trying to think how I'd feel about that.
She loved it! She loved it!
I mean, it takes a lot of the work out.
Emily even picked one guy and they're going out on a date soon. And now her tweet about the whole thing is going viral, which is where I found it.
Do you have a presentation for me?
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
There are stations that took this off.
George Ryland.
If you like, we can make a weekly appointment and really explore these issues.
Woo!
Get up.
High FM.
This is High FM, so Robin Banks.
Hi.
I'm George Ryland.
Yes.
And your favourite aftershave?
High Karate.
Yes.
Yes. Love it.
Which we just mentioned.
Yes.
And ties in very nicely with a tweet that I've just seen.
Oh, okay.
This is about women's shampoos.
Right.
Women's shampoos be like coconut, honey and milk, rose, tropical fruits, aloe vera.
Ooh.
Men's shampoos be like Arctic ice, that's darkness, guns,
yes,
testosterone, pain.
Come on.
Get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
No need to wake up and get out of bed or anything.
George Ryland.
Wake up and assimilate the day.
Woo.
Get up. High FM.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks.
Did you headbutt your mic?
I did. And we're back. It's our first show back. Can you tell?
Amazing.
I put something up on my Facebook last night and it's a video.
Okay.
All right.
What is
so,
it?
So, trying to get my Facebook up there?
Yes.
It's a lovely video of a man releasing a squirrel. So, do you want to play it?
Okay.
Look at the camera and say goodbye to Hoss.
So he's obviously, you know, look at him. He's got a squirrel in his hand.
Oh.
Isn't that sweet?
It's a squirrel.
And there's a tree there.
Okay.
Squirrel, he lets the squirrel off into the tree.
Yep, saying goodbye to him.
Yeah,
that's
little
nice.
Little stroke.
Are you all right? Have you gone soft on me? What's this? Is that it?
Squirrel goes up the tree.
Isn't that just brilliant? Now, half the people that saw that, right, are disgusted by it. Sharing that to people all the time.
Half of them, mostly men, go, that's really funny.
And you wonder why you haven't got any friends.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wow, these guys are definitely something special.